Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 174 of the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we've got very windy conditions here, so our sound quality is not very good, but I hope it's streaming okay over there, because as usual, we're going to be crossing time zones, oceans, meridians, and dimensions to connect with everyone who listens into the Healing Fountain Show every week. And right now, we're going to connect with our Gary Moore over there in the USA. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jan and Christy. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here, and you sound just fine. You sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Here we are, and welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Healing Fountain.
Well, we should have had our lovely guest, Veronica Harrison, doing the tarot card readings today, but unfortunately she's ill. But you can connect with her on findyourtruepath.org. But don't disappear, because we have another brilliant reader by the name of Elshara, who we're going to bring on in just a few moments. But before we do, we're going to play this song, and I think it's really appropriate. It's Olivia Newton-John's Magic.
I'll be that one. Lovely, isn't it? Okay, I had to call back in because my sound quality was really poor. Are you still there, Gary?
I am here, yes, and you sound just fine.
Oh, thanks.
And in fact, you sounded fine before, so I don't know.
Oh, no, the music, when it's streaming, it sounds really wonky. It's a good word for you. And do you use that word over there, wonky, in America?
Wanky?
Wonky.
Oh.
It means wobbly and, you know, just be careful what you say. I'm going to come over there and wash your mouth out with soap.
Hey, wait a minute.
I think it was an accident, that. I'll let you off. Okay.
Over here we say flaky.
It's
flaky.
Okay. Well, it was flaking away to nothing.
That way you're not confused with other words.
Yeah, flaky is chocolate.
And you won't get your mouth washed out with soap.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, we do have another guest, as I said. We have Elshara. And like Veronica, Elshara is also blind. I really do not know how blind people cope with Blog Talk Radio and anything else, anything to do with computers. I really don't know. So I'm absolutely full of admiration. But not only that, Elshara is a very talented musician as well. And hopefully we're going to be playing some of the music later on, some of his music. But in the meantime, I think we've got about five guests on the line. So we're going to bring Elshara on and have a few words with him. Are you there, Elshara?
Indeed.
Oh, brilliant. I thought I'd lost you.
There you are.
Somewhere in the ethers.
Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely brilliant. Thank you for having me back. I was always wanting to come back here. It's really homely.
Well, you're welcome anytime. And you're very kind listening at the last minute because our Veronica's ill. So let's hope that everybody out there listening is going to hold her in a vision of wellness so that she gets well really soon and comes back on the show soon.
Absolutely. And I'm sending her some intense energy for healing purposes. And she's going to be just fine. She messaged me on Skype earlier today and saying she's taking lots of rest and she's healing, and her boyfriend's helping her with that as well. So yes,
wonderful.
Just send some healing and maybe she'll be on in the coming weeks. For sure.
Well, I was just saying, you're very talented, Elshara. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
No, I'm nearly 20.
Nearly 20. Oh, you're a little babby. I was nearly 20 and knew what you know now that I didn't know when I was 20.
Wish I knew this 10 years ago. There's people out there who are literally only 4 years old and they have the talent of a 40-year-old average person.
That's true.
New children that's coming out now. Really, really talented souls. I've got many, many theories, all of which, you know, add up energetically to how all these people are starting to come together. But I'll save that topic for another time unless you want to ask that in a reading.
Yeah. Well, I think we've actually got quite a few people online that are wanting readings. But before we actually bring one on, we'll just mention your beautiful website. It's called spiritportal.net. Is that right?
Yes.
Spiritportal.net.
Yes, the community title is Atlantis, connecting all to a loving vibration, so you don't have to worry about no sight drama, because I'll deal with it before it happens.
Good.
Simple.
That's
so it's
brilliant.
Spiritportal.net, is that right?
Yeah, you should join, Gary.
It's a lovely site.
I'm just trying to get it right so I can put it in the chat room for everyone, is all.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
Spiritportal.net.
Okay, yeah. So shall I be bringing the first caller on while you're doing that? Because we have a 918 caller. And,
the 510, they're on a little bit longer down below.
Oh, I've already pressed the button.
I can wait.
Oh,
that's okay.
No, don't worry about it, hon.
I think there's only 2 minute difference in it. That's my mistake. So we'll bring 918
on. Hang on, 510, our apologies.
We'll get back to you. Yeah. So 918, are you there? You're live on the air with Elshara. Did you have a question? Hiya. What's your name?
My name's Angela.
Angela. And where are you calling from, Angela?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
great. It's really nice here today. It's in the '70s. It's crazy.
Is it? Yeah. Wow.
It's usually in the '20s or the '10s.
Native America, they call it.
That's
We've got floods
and very high winds here, so there's all sorts going on. But hopefully we'll be able to connect you with Elshara. So have you got a question for Elshara at all?
I do. You know, I don't know which one would come through stronger, a relationship question or I'm ill. I think I'm getting worse. My body, like I'm really weak today. Last night was horrible. And
you know, there has been some energy sort of, no, I don't want to say attacks, but I want to say setbacks recently, and it has been affecting a lot of people. Now, if this, you know, I say if this illness is not genetic, as far as, you know, in the bloodline type of thing like cancer or something, I mean, everything's all energy. But, you know, did this just start happening recently, like last evening?
Well, I had I have lupus, and I had a horrible, the most pain I've ever had in my life was last night. And I physically feel weak from that. And it lasted for about 2 hours.
I'm sending you some energy healing at this moment, and so this will help in balancing out this energy. Yeah, no, that's really sad to hear. I'm sorry you're going through that. I'm sending you some energy healing and a bit of balance as well. So hopefully this will clear this up soon for you. Is there anything else you'd like to know or anything?
Relationships. You know, my love, his name's Bobby, and wanted to see if you felt anything or. I don't know how to ask that.
No. Generally people sort of feel confused because they don't know how to connect. That's perfectly fine. Everybody's different. Don't worry about it, hon. Do you feel close to him at all? Because I'm kind of getting, you're kind of close yet separated.
We live in different states. We're talking about living in the same state, and but I mean, sometimes I feel like there's this other part of his life that he keeps hidden. And sometimes that part of his life seems really big. Or maybe I'm just being paranoid, you know, and maybe it's a woman thing. I don't know.
Well, it could be a combination of both, hon. Sometimes, you know, people are very secret, especially what we're noticing in a lot of spiritual people. You know, especially people who's gifted, we're sort of living a double life, the life that, you know, no offense, sort of mundane people who are not really connected to the spiritual world sort of are facing, you know, just basic things like, you know, driving a car, going to work with your daily routine, and the other, which is basically, you know, spiritual life, spiritual advancement. Some have actually integrated it with their own lives, and sort of dealing at one and coming out openly. We're seeing more and more of that now. But I get the sense he's sort of a business person. He's into business things or sort of...
Yeah, he did the land deal for the Reagan Library. He does real estate.
Yeah, I think that's sort of taking up a lot of your time with him. What I would suggest is... you know, setting him aside and just telling him, essentially, you'd like to, you know, just sort of plan a date, even if it's just online or if it's on Skype or whatever. I think what will really, because you want to bond with him more, right? Is that what you're looking for?
Very much so.
So what I'm suggesting is so that you can connect more readily, you should plan a date. And just see where that goes, and just ask him sort of an open-minded question, like, for example, if you want to meet up, say, you know, what time are you free or whatever. You probably already know this, but I'm just saying, if you take a sort of non-submissive yet neutral approach to asking him, you know, imploring him to see you. That would work, and also you could you know, you could always send him a gift or something in the mail. If you have his address, you can send him a gift. And he would feel the connection, because I feel like you two are very warm-hearted towards each other, but the separation issues is sort of, you know, taking away from that depth, right? So I suggest, if you know, send a gift or simply get him to contact you in some way. Meet up and just start sharing the energies together, and I guarantee you that's going to really help. And if you, you know, especially if you're feeling really sort of, you know, down in your energy, helping to distract you by connecting to do something, doing something, sharing things together, that's definitely going to take your mind off any pain you're feeling or something. So it's really good to socialize if you're feeling a little down, because that's when, you know, you really need company the most to help balance out the energy.
Well, I very much appreciate that. Thank you. I know you have other callers, so.
Don't worry. Take your time. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, thank
you. Great. Thank you very
much for
calling. Thank
you ever so much for calling.
Angela.
Yes, thank you indeed. Lovely name.
Yeah. We hope.
You will be better in no time.
Absolutely.
I hope so, because I can't do that, what I went through last night.
Yeah, you know what? Your angels and guides are there with you, and I'm sending some over to help you now, so it's all good.
Me too.
Just keep positive vibration.
You came to the right place of the healing fountain. This is what this show is
yeah,
all
I
about.
Love that song that was playing. That was nice. I like that.
And could I just share with you something I read on an email I got today about about the aging process? That our bodies reproduce ourselves constantly, and so every 10 years we've got a completely new body. Just about every cell, not all the brain cells, but many of the cells of our body reproduce themselves. And that I read that we don't need to actually age, it's only that we expect to. So
I think
you know,
that's true.
And so if we don't need to age, we don't need to be ill. It's only that if somebody else has got a cold, we catch it, because we think, don't come near me, I'm going to catch that, and next thing you know,
oh,
you got
my.
It.
That's
and so
true.
It's
That's
expectation.
True.
So if we focus on the positive and focus on youth and dive into a pond in our meditation and come out looking 10 years younger, well, I do that just about every day, and I'm hoping it's going to work one of these days, but I do think a positive attitude helps. And so,
and left up to its own design, the human body does what it does naturally, and that's heal itself.
Yeah,
that is true. I had ovarian cancer before, and I beat that.
There you go.
Brilliant. That's great. Way to
so
go.
So you're good at it.
Yeah,
actually I am, but this really kicked my butt last night. And for me to say that, you know, just, oh.
You're
well,
on your way to getting better.
People used to live 150 years, you know. People used to live really, I don't know that I want to live 150 years, but I want to live 21 when I do die. Is
my great aunt's still alive, and she's in her, I guess, she's like 108, and her husband's still with her. And,
wow.
You know, we're people that do not die young, and... Good jingle.
Okay, then, so wishing you all the best of luck, holding you in a vision of wellness. And I think we'll bring our next caller on. So
okay.
thank you so much for calling, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll just go ahead and put you back on mute so you can hang on and listen if you wish. And
yeah,
we'll continue on to 510 who's been holding. 510, you're on air with El Shara. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jane, and I am calling from California.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hi.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My question is related to my career, which I am looking for a new career position. And I wanted to get your input on that. Do you see something coming for me?
What type of career are you trying to look for? precisely?
My background is sales and management. So I have a good
marketing.
Business. Yeah, my good business background.
I can see you sort of working in an office type environment, but in a very casual setting, if that helps. I'm thinking something like, you know, say an office from home or an office, you know, that's very related to, say like a corporation or something, not anything big, but a company nonetheless, sort of like a contractor. I can also see you sort of working in like a general sales store. So you'd essentially be, you know, working with strategy and finance type things. I see that happening for you within the next, I'd say about 2-3 months or something like that. I see some very strong opportunities popping up for you. You've got a lot of talent.
Yes, thank you for recognizing my skill level. Can you tell me how am I going to find this position? Will I be finding it on the internet, or will it be word to mouth? Or
I have a feeling it's going to be a mixture of both. Word of mouth definitely helps, because you've got, it's all about, in the business world especially, contacts knowing contacts. In as far as internet searches, I mean, you can find a job, but you're going to find a job, you know, more relative to you in a local area. And, you know, I have a feeling it's going to come to you. That's my insights on that. It's going to come to you.
Good.
As you come to it.
Good. I've been looking for a while, so I'm just waiting for the right thing. I just didn't want to take anything.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Wait for the right moment when you see an opportunity, and just investigate it and see where it goes, because I guarantee you're going to find a link sooner or later, within the next little while. And you're going to follow it, and it's probably really going to lead you to a great, successful career. And,
that's great. That's great. That's very encouraging. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
Well, there you go.
Jane, that's lovely news for you.
Yes,
so best of luck with that. And thank you, Ashara. That was lovely.
Bye.
Thank you for your call, Jane.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, lovely. Right, and we have someone else who's been waiting 44 minutes on Skype, so we better get them on. We better get them on, Gary. And so who's calling in on Skype, and what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I'm from New Mexico.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
What's wrong? Are you feeling all right?
Yes. No, I'm just a little tired. But I did want to ask you about romance. I'm looking for new romance. I'm looking for my true love godmate, and I wanted to find out if this person is coming into my life. If you have any details.
I've got some insight for you, hon. Now, I have a feeling you've been sort of in a relationship before, sort of on and off. Is this right? It was sort of like you were having some issues trying to connect to your other lover, which sort of caused you to start looking into new fields. Not that I'm trying to sound like I'm prying into anything, but I do see a very strong relationship for you, but it may take a little bit of searching through people, because I get the sense that right now you're sort of focused on trying to trying to look for him and just waiting for him to come. What I recommend is start just talking to people a bit more who's around you, because I've got a feeling that the connection you're seeking is through a friend, either through a close friend or through someone you work with, somebody that you may know around you. You're going to probably find a very strong lead there, but I don't really see you actually getting somebody within the next while, but it will happen. It will definitely happen. I think it's more about searching for you.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking for somebody who's faithful and, you know, somebody in line with my spiritual goals, you know, my soul. Mm-hmm. So
That's probably good. One of the reasons why it's going to take a little bit longer, because, I mean, you could find any spiritual person, but if you can't really connect to them, it'll probably take time for you to get to know this person. But the relativity between now and finding the person will be much easier than finding the person and realizing, oh, it's him. So it's just about talking more or less, just to people. Start, you know, just kind of getting yourself out there, and you'll find it. You'll find it. For sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the reading.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
In other words, listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room wants you to give them an email message, enlighten@mail.com.
Tell them to... I'll give my email out later.
That's a good idea.
Later.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'll go ahead
sure.
and put
later
you. I'll put you back on mute so you can listen to the show. And we have another caller. How are you holding up, Al Shore? Are you ready for another caller?
Absolutely, I'm ready for the whole hour.
Can you pronounce that? It's Edge. Very Spanish.
I'm using Skype Click to talk.
Hello.
Hello, hiya. You're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Betty and I'm calling from Spain.
Hi, Betty.
Betsy.
Hey.
You have a lovely accent.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite like yours, actually.
And it's quite a transworld creation tonight, isn't it? People from New Mexico and people from Spain. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Lovely to hear your voice.
We are worldwide, after all.
You too, I haven't really got a specific question. I just felt really compelled to call. Does that sound really strange?
No. One thing I will tell you very, very, very strongly, presence from you, you have lots of angels around you, and I mean lots.
Yeah.
Lots of love, lots of healing. You're very, you're in a, not sure how to say this, you're in, not a position, but it's like a place in your, you know, your atmosphere where everything around you is very, it's flowing smoothly, and there's a lot of balance in your life right now.
Yeah, everything's moving.
Mm-hmm.
All at once, it's like things I've been waiting for. Everything's moving all in the right direction.
Absolutely. You're an angel and a healer. Definitely a healer.
Can you pick anything up about a new friendship that I've made, maybe, if that's good for me? Because I've come into contact with someone who I've got a very, very strong bond with. And it's been very intense.
Definitely. I know that you've recently gotten in contact with someone who I may, if I may say so, has been, you know, in soulmated with you in a past life. I definitely
miss
that connection. And also, I do see you meeting some very, a couple of very strongly healers, of very strong healers and angels, but in you know, in a physical form. And you're, yes, definitely, you're going to be meeting some very strong friends in the future, near future. And also, I sense from you that you've been, you know, you're really spiritually aware of yourself, maybe just a little bit, but you're curious as well. So, yeah, I you know, I see a plant connection to you for some reason. It's really nice. Yeah, water, plants. I like your astral background. That's cute.
So there's nothing, because I don't know, really know why I called. I was just hovering my mouth and over
you
the
know what?
Show,
I'm glad,
and
I'm glad.
The energy just like hit me, and I was like, oh, I think I'm supposed to call in there.
You know what? I'm really glad you did, because you're among friends. You're among friends.
Absolutely.
And
your energy is coalescing with ours. That's why you're here.
Oh, that's it. What a nice way of coalescing.
You're electrical.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good. That's a big word for this time.
All right. Well, that was very
perfect
nice.
For the shank of the evening. Well, yeah. Thank you
for
calling.
Can I just ask a quick question? When you say a soulmate connection, does that mean like a romantic connection in a past life?
It does.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
How funny.
It does.
How funny.
Okay. That'll happen to you.
Right. Lovely. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, big hugs. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks
you.
Very much. That was lovely.
We'll
thank
mute
you
your
for
microphone.
Calling,
so,
Betty.
Thank you.
So you can keep
and
listening
good luck
to
with
the
that.
Show.
Okay, well, if you want to call in, if you're out there on Radio Land listening, you can call in from outside the United States. It's 001 in front. And then the number is 646-929-0461. If you'd like to speak with Elshara live on the air.
Yes.
Okay, but I think we do have another caller, don't we, Gary?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And it's 757.
Yeah, you bring them on.
Okay, I'll bring them on.
Right. Yeah, thank
Hello.
You.
757, you are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Roseanne, and I'm in Virginia.
Roseanne?
Hi.
Oh, that's my sister's name.
Hello.
I can't believe I got right on.
Yeah.
So,
how you doing?
Hello,
how are you doing, Roseanne?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you're vibrant tonight. Brilliant.
Sorry?
You're vibrant tonight. You're
vibrant?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I needed that.
She's glowing.
yeah, very brightly, like the sun.
So, yeah, I just feel like I'm missing something, though.
Yeah, definitely. it's funny because I just sensed that now. I'm like, oh, yes, you are missing.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's something inside of you, or do you think it's something...
I used to, but I don't think that anymore.
No. I feel it's something outside that you feel like you want to expand more in the community.
Probably. That would probably be a good start.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You know, if there's anything around you in the community or if you have any sort of transportation... I just sort of, you know, drive around and see what kind of, you know, events or things you can see along the road and just sort of have a good time along the way and just enjoy the moment, because I know that you're very social and you'd like to connect to whatever's around you. So I'm sure you're going to find you just need something that piques your interest in a little bit of depth, and then you'll be, you know, even if it's just something that your friends are doing, you can definitely sort of see a pattern form from that.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely share the experience. So, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's, you know, relationship also, too, you know, with a man. I just feel like...
Okay, you know what I just... You know what? Okay, let me tell you. I just got this confirmation now that during one of these community events, you're going to find somebody who you really, really connect with. I don't know if it's a relationship or not, but I know that you're really going to connect with this person within the community, local.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah, you're among friends, definitely, in that part of the U.S.
Okay, good. Wow. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good.
Anything else I could help you with?
Well, I have a daughter, and her father is really not someone I like.
Is he being a bit of an idiot?
I
was going to say no swearing there, Alshara.
Huge idiot. Yes, I really don't like him. He makes me very uncomfortable, and I don't know how to handle it.
His energy doesn't clash with yours whatsoever. And you know what? Just stay away. If she wants to see him, I get that she's sort of young. If she wants to see him in the future, then, you know, then that's fine. But that's her choice. I wouldn't make, definitely,
well,
if you don't want
to
see her, I wouldn't want you
to
bring your...
her.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, but, and they spend... every other weekend together, but he doesn't even pay attention to her.
Yeah, that's negligence on his part. And you know what? That's bad parenting.
Very.
I would just...
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I would stay away. But you know what? Just sort of look forward to the future and send him, you know, your love and your heart. Keep it open.
Mm.
But, you know, because, you know, he is your daughter's father. But just keep an eye out for anything that's, you know, that seems odd to you. And, you know, if you need to step back, feel free to do that, because that is within your right. Because you want to keep your daughter safe, so.
Yes, I do. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Roseanne. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
No, you're
absolutely
welcome.
Thank
anytime.
You for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh. Well, if anyone else wants to call in, we still have time. But if we don't get anyone in the next few minutes, we're going to be doing a meditation. And we're going
I was in the process of connecting with Jane Dawson. She was fancying a reading, but she can't talk.
Oh, can she not? Why?
Tell her to call in. I want to talk to her.
She has a sleeping man in the room.
Apparently.
Oh.
So I don't understand what you want to show me. So, tell me what it is, though.
Oh, somebody did not get muted. Here we go. Let's go ahead and mute them.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I wonder what was going on there. I knew it wasn't Jane because she's got a very Scottish accent, so I knew it wasn't Jane. But anyway.
She's listening in, though, by the way. Hello, Jane.
Hi,
hello,
Jane. Sending your love and light and blessings out there.
You're brilliant. You know what? I'll give you $20 if you call in.
You've got a sleeping man in the room.
A little bribery going on.
Oh, mind you, it is. It's 10 to 11 p.m. here, and so it's quite late here. And, you know, you forget when you're in America 8 hours behind us that it's the middle of the day here, but day there. But
she's typing to me. She's Skyping to me. She's saying you're a very lovely guy that she has read for you, Alshara, and she says your head is very much in spirit, though. Whatever that means.
Yes, it definitely is, Jane. I can't wait. I'm just going to call you when the show's done. I don't care if you pick up or not. I'm just going to call you.
Oh, don't wait.
We're here to call in. Don't call in, Jane. Don't be chicken.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Well, you know what? You're among friends. You can stay up a little longer.
Well,
you can
if
wake up. You can wake
nobody
up
calls in the next 2 seconds, we're going to click the link for the video, and I'm going to get over to the switchboard and press play on that. It's a beautiful song. Nobody's called in yet, so we'll do that next, Gary, shall we? There's someone in the chat room called I Believe in Fairies. And the meditation, they've just clicked out, so I don't know where they've gone. But the meditation is about connecting with the tree gnomes, dryads. Have you heard of them? The tree nymphs. Have you heard of dryads?
No. Well, you know what? I have. I've heard of them through the nature spirits connection.
Yeah, it is. They are nature spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they anything like wet ads?
Are they connected to the fae?
Well,
you know,
yes,
the
they are, yeah. I mean, we're connecting with the fairies.
Because they remind me of the elves.
Yeah.
Elvish.
And the angels of the nature wave. The angels connect us with the big things that are happening on our journey, and the fairies connect us with our day-to-day needs. And so we're going to be doing a meditation to connect with the dryads. And dryads are female tree nymphs, originally of the oak tree, from the Greek dress, meaning oak, and they've begun to be known as the nymphs of all trees now. But famous poets have written about them. They're mentioned in Milton's Paradise Lost, and Keats refers to the nightingale as the light-winged dryad of the trees in his poem Ode to the Nightingale. Well, before we get on with the meditation, because nobody else has called in yet, we'll watch the video. So I'll just get over to the switchboard. So, okay. Oh, somebody's saying, can they have a reading? So we'll just, can we do it with them in the chat room, or have they called in?
Yeah, they can do it in the chat room.
Okay, Sunti. I know you can't see the chat room, but it's Sunti saying, can I get a reading?
Yeah, type yes.
Okay, have they got a question, Sunti? Do you want to type it in, and then we can ask Elshara? Or can you give a reading without, by connecting with the energy, Elshara? Sunti.
Sunti. I'm getting sort of an older person, but very wise in intelligence. Probably from another country, somewhere that's not English as the first language. I'm just thinking general things. Very, very into sort of a, very grounded, very grounded and in, you know, wanting something, not sure what exactly, wanting to, I'd say, connect with, previous selves or other aspects or finding something, very curious, very open-minded person.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's good. They've got a question. Is there investment coming?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yes, it is within the next week.
Wow, that's quick. Within the next week, there you go, Sunti. Your investment is coming within the next week. Well, call in and let us know how you went on with that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Jane Dawson would like you to tune into her energy, Elshara. And she said, see what you feel there.
Very, very busy. Busy, busy, busy. But very.
Like a one-legged woman in a butt-kicking contest. Right.
Perhaps. Very still the same soft energies I remember. That's why I called in the first time. I'm thinking, okay. Very busy, but very active. I get the sense that you're feeling a bit of, you want, in a way, you kind of want some time to relax, but at the same time, you're trying to understand a little bit better about your own self, because you're jumping a lot from one place to another, and you know, you're sort of feeling a little bit tired. Also, you're not holding back about you per se, but it's kind of you know, you're always on the go, which is perfect. But, you know, sometimes you sort of feel, I hope I'm not actually saying too much on the air, but sometimes you're sort of feeling a little bit like you want a little bit of privacy, or just to have your own headspace every now and then, feeling a little bit, you know, not let back by any means. I mean, you're happy is all good, but, you know, just sort of you want to try to, you know, expand more in terms of seeing yourself within a different image, or simply just being, and not having to worry about, not that you worry, but, you know, just basic day-to-day things, and try to connect more so into a sort of grounded relationship. There's interesting energy because one of my ex-good friends, well, we really weren't friends, but was sort of into the same energy, but then she sort of got caught up in it as well. And, well, I mean, she was always into marketing and everything else. She wasn't really in for the whole spiritual thing. It was just a marketing asset, which, you know, I found out the hard way. So I just ended the friendship right there. I said, goodbye. I don't want anything to do with you. But yeah, bit of a psychic vampire. Not too impressed. Not you, Jane. Talking about Liana, a friend in Florida, now lives in Minnesota. Okay, I'm saying too much. Anyway.
Yeah, but I think whatever you said to Jane was spot on. And I think I can quite understand if she's wanting her privacy, because she leads a really public life at times, as we all do that are doing the light working. And but very quickly now, could we just ask if you could tune into Mountain Diva?
Mountain Diva. Is that a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a person. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mystical, a little bit on the shy side, but very into nature, very open, quite in tune with your environment. You sort of like the forests. You're very, you know, you're sort of into, you're also into your different types of lifestyle and creativity. I get the feeling you like to do a little bit of art, or, you know, you like to expand your circle of, you know, you like to be proud of something that you're with, and feel sort of central focused on different objects that give you comfort. And that's perfectly fine, because it's going to help you connect more better to your own spirit, and by linking that energy, you're actually being able to focus more on your own self and expanding that way in your own right. So yeah, very, very good energy. Keep up the essentially just keep up the good work. And
brilliant. Yeah. And she's seeing spirits around the computer and so many miracles, so that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Just keep on. Yeah, exactly. Just have the confirmations keep coming, and just open your heart up to the universe. It's right there with you. You've got, you know, plenty of guides to help you along the way. So you're great. Just keep up.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Alshara.
Okay. No problem.
Well, we're going to play the video now. So I'll just get over to the switchboard. And Gary, do you want to ask people to pull up their flares, etc., while I get over there? Are you there, Gary?
I think we've lost him.
Well, he's still there somewhere. Okay, never mind. If you can click on the link and pull up your players, the people in the chat room, I've uploaded the soundtrack for the people who are on the radio that can't click on the link. And if they just pull up the players, and I'll get over the switchboard and count you down. Okay, put a heart in the chat room when you're ready. I'm over there now, so I'm going to count you down. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. And now it's time to light our candles. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And I'm lighting a candle because fire is a very powerful tool, which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing all around the world and to the nature wave as well. And to the very heart of Gaia. And special healing goes to Veronica Harrison. And we're going to ask the angels to draw close. Close around our healing circle. Help us to send out the love and light. And we're going to ask Pure Windsong to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know
we are all related. Mitakoye Oyashin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Take four long deep breaths. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor, connecting with Mother Earth, and your back is straight and your neck is comfortable, your head is sitting comfortably on your neck. Relax all your muscles. This is a visualization for meeting a dryad. Breathe in. Focus on your breath. As you breathe in the love and light, breathe out all the frustrations of the day. In front of you, you can see a path. Walk a little way down the path, and when you get to the gate, take off your shoes, open the gate, and continue down the path into the forest. You can feel the ground under your feet. You can feel the warm, damp earth. You can feel the sun on your back. And as you get under the dappled shade of the trees, where there is no shade, you can feel the sun on your head, warming you. Let your intuition guide you to a tree, or allow yourself to be called by one
When you're called, ask the tree for permission to meet it. Take a close look at it, from the roots to the upper leaves rustling in the wind. Feel the bark, smell the air around the tree. Settle down on the roots of the tree and find a relaxed rhythm of breathing. Lay your hands down on the ground and feel the moist grass. Slowly dig in your fingers, lace them through the grass until you feel the cool, damp earth. Dig your fingers in Mother Earth. Imagine yourself slowly sprouting roots. They grow out of your fingertips and reach into the ground, right between the roots of the tree you wish to encounter. Your roots dig themselves deep in the ground. Imagine how that feels, your roots reaching in the moist, dark ground, giving you strength and surety. Big, strong roots to give you strength, and the small, tiny roots through which you absorb nourishment. When your roots feel deeply rooted, let your awareness flow into your arms, hands and fingers, into your big roots, into the small roots, into the tiny roots, and into the earth. You flow between the rocks and the sands, and you enter the tree through its smallest roots, into the tiny roots, into the small roots, into the big roots, and into the trunk. You travel up through the trunk with the nourishment that is traveling upwards to support the tree. You go up and up, and you reach a big branch. You enter the big branch and follow it for a ways. Then you flow into a smaller branch, and you continue the flow into smaller and smaller branches. You are high up in the tree. At the end of the small branch, you find a very tiny toe. And at the end of it, you spread out all over a leaf. You feel what it's like to be a leaf waving in the wind. Imagine what it feels like to be this leaf, high up there in the tree. You feel the wind moving you. You feel the sun warming you and giving you energy. Stay here for a bit and feel the joy and happiness of being a leaf in the tree. When you are ready, flow back through the tunnel of the leaf stem into the branch and follow the pattern back through bigger and bigger branches until you reach the trunk. Upon reaching the trunk from the branches, you now notice a winding staircase leading down. You decide to climb down. When you're way down, just reaching the level of the earth again, the stairs stop. You see a doorway. You knock and enter the room. Let your intuition show you what this room looks like. Just go along with the picture your intuition shows you, and somewhere in this room, you'll see someone.
once again, let your intuition show you what this someone looks like. Just go along with the picture your intuition shows you. Go to this someone, introduce yourself, ask a question if you have one. Talk together. When you are ready, thank the someone you encountered. Ask if you can do something in return for the encounter or the advice you might have received. And please do what you've promised. You leave through the doorway. You can see clearly how to let your awareness flow back into the large route you see in front of you. Just follow the tree's roots into big roots, into the small roots, into the tiny roots, and into the earth. You flow between the rocks and the sands, and you enter your own roots again, into the tiny roots, into the small roots, into the big roots, and through the tips of your fingers. Rest a bit here if you feel like it. Slowly gathering your roots through your fingers. Coming out of this encounter, you may want to stretch, stamp your feet, rub your knees, drink some water, and do the things you have to do to bring you fully back conscious in the moment. Take the time you need. Make sure you're all the way back in the present before continuing your day. And you can walk back down the path, through the gate, put your shoes back on, and stamp your feet. Thank the angels for protecting you, and the fairies for being with you. Thank you.
beam me up, Scotty.
To West Sarah's music. Thanks for that, Sarah. That's a track called Looking Beyond the Void. And unfortunately, we're running out of time today. So we're going to have Elshara back.
It's one of my favourites.
I know, I love it. Brilliant. And we're going to have you back soon, Elshara, in your own right, and post out the links with your name on and play more of your tracks, because I just love your music. It's brilliant. And we're going to say, yeah, and we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you so much, Gary, for joining us, and the guests for calling in, and Elshara for the beautiful messages. And
yes, thank you, Elshara.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
Next week we have Kahan, another very talented musician who's been a guest before today, and in fact we met him at Avery a couple
Wonderful.
Of times. Yeah. So we're
Great.
Going to say goodbye and God bless, and I think this one has not got long to go, so we're going to play out with Enigma that somebody mentioned earlier on, and
okay.
Thank you once again for being with us. Everybody.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, everyone. Much love to you all. And thank you, everyone that called. And thank you, Elshara. And thank you for such a beautiful meditation, Jen, Christine.
Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely. That was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
For more information, visit www.goldwing.wetpaint.com or www.spiritportal.net.
Yes,
spiritportal.net.
Okay, visit that site. It's absolutely beautiful. And for the last time, goodbye and God bless. We love
Thank you.
Thank
you, everyone.
Thanks, Elshara.
You're welcome.
I love you all.
Come on, sing along with this one, everybody. Hi, hi. Woo, love it.
Oh, the Jordanus is my favorite.
Thank you.
time doing a thing.